Well, Maxie, looking forward to Saturday, and obviously having secured the third Ulster, I suppose it's a whole new championship, really. Is it a whole new targets, goals?
Yeah. Look, everything's different now. It's your season is really broken into two segments. Look, win, lose or draw in Ulster, you're in the same place. Funny enough, we beat Tyrone the first day, and we're back playing them again now. So, you know, even if you had lost that day, you would have been no further back. So, it's interesting from that perspective. And even looking at this week, Tyrone lost the last day, and if they win on Sunday, they could still end up topping the group. And if we lose this week and beat Mayo, could still end up in the group. So, you know, it's an interesting kind of a championship from that perspective. It's one game doesn't rule you out, and you can be flying one day and you can be put back in the seat of your pants the next. So it's just about getting ready for the games as they're coming thick and fast, and you know, playing against a repeat opponent is not ideal either. You know, if we were in Tyrone's shoes, we know we'd have, you know, plenty of motivation coming into this one. So it's tricky from that perspective, and we played Armagh last year in Ulster final, and then played them in a quarter final, and we've seen two very different teams, you know, in that scenario too. So look, it's going to be an interesting one on Sunday.
Yeah, because ahead of the first round game, you were the raging hot favourites because they had just come out of intermediate, being in Division 2, and they did pose problems for you that day in Cavan.
Yeah, they did, and look, it wasn't anything that we were caught short by or didn't expect coming. Throwing her. They're a very athletic, very mobile team, and probably more so than a lot of even the Division 1 teams or the so-called senior teams. They're a team that went down to intermediate. They've rebuilt and they're coming back up now, and they're coming very strong. And I say they have a lot of youth in their team, and there's a serious pace in the middle third. So that was something that we struggled to get to grips with early on. And, you know, they won a lot of frees by running at us. And it took us a while to adjust. Look, we made a few changes at half time, and you know, and we changed things around a wee bit, and it wasn't maybe as severe in the second half, but it was definitely a learning curve for us. But look, first day out in the championship, and you know, expectation was very high, and we were kind of a no-win situation.
You're forewarned, forearmed now, I suppose.
This is the thing, you know, and I think our players probably will know more about Tyrone, and we're probably a wee bit better equipped. We hadn't played them competitively before that, and look, playing Division 1, your games being TV and one thing and another, and teams have a chance to weigh you up and see what you're at, whereas, you know, when you're playing a team in Division 2, probably the opposition doesn't have the same opportunity. So, look, we have three, you know, really tight competitive games under our belt now, and we're hoping we're in a better place than we would have been even that day.
Yeah, and by and large, a new look team, isn't it? So you're in transition.
Yeah, completely. We were forced in January to look at a situation where we had to go and find players, you know, for one reason or the other, number of players stepped away. And but at the same time, no, change is good. It has totally reinvigorated the group. You know, we have some really good, enthusiastic young girls in there. They're in their first year, and you know, they brought a real freshness to it. You know, you have other players, the likes of, you know, Niamh Carr and Aoife McCaughan and Emer Galler, who wouldn't have played all the time last year, and look, they're playing out of their skin, and you know, and that has brought a real freshness, and you know, it's just gone really well for us from that regard. In terms of the inexperience, look, it's something that everybody wants to have in the locker, but you know, things can get stale too, and you do need to change things up. And you often hear the saying, it's harder to get off a team than it is to get on it. And you know, when players leave the setup, you're just forced to replace them, and it's like everything, you know, life goes on, and we just have.
Well, you were unfortunate that the quality is there. You know, Niamh Boyle, Megan Ryan, as mentioned, Niamh Carr, and Emer Gallagher are getting that year older, that year wiser. You know, so all those players have come in.
They have, and I suppose as well, from a management perspective, you know, it was a lesson for us as well, you know, where we have players on our bench that last year, you know, maybe wouldn't have got the chance to play, and now they're, you know, they're mainstays of our team, and you wouldn't dream going out today without some of the girls that would have been subbed last year. And it's about people getting their opportunity and taking it, you know, say the likes of Niamh Carr and Aoife McCaughan. You know, Aoife would have been third choice last year, and she's just, you know, she's just having a fantastic year so far. Kickouts are brilliant, you know, shot stopping is excellent, and Niamh Carr is getting all the big marking jobs. And I suppose it's a lesson for people who are on the bench. You know, when your time comes, it's about taking it, and thankfully those girls have done that, and they've let us remain competitive in the competition so far.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's the old brigade of Cathy Hearn, you know, Karen Guthrie, Geraldine McLaughlin, Nicole McLaughlin, that have stood up maybe when there was questions asked in Ulster.
Well, look, you know, obviously people will look at, you know, Geraldine scoring the turn and Karen Guthrie's, you know, playing the captain's part, and the likes of Katie and Nicole and them, you know, they've been really good and they've been the real leaders. And but I think the story is in the collection of, you know, of people and the young girls coming in who have revitalised the older girls, and the older girls have given the younger girls, you know, the comfort of having them there. So it's gone really well. But I think it's the you know, the step up in the Niamh Carrs and even the Evelyn McGinleys and as I mentioned, Aoife McCaughan. It's these girls that wouldn't have played much last year that are making the difference for us. And you know, the Geraldines of this world are the Geraldines, and you know, they're top footballers. But look, they need the players around them, you know, doing the hard yards, and it's the work ethic of everybody, and the, you know, the energy that we've put into the team, I think, has been the biggest improvement on last year.
Tell me, how has preparations gone? What is 3-4 weeks since the Ulster final?
Yeah, it's it was nice to get a break. You know, we played 3 matches in 3 weeks, and look, we had a couple of niggle injuries, and we had a chance to, you know, to heal some of those up. You know, we probably picked up another couple along the way, and you will do that when you're training competitively at this time of year. And you know, we had the chance to go and watch Tyrone and Mayo last week, and see where they're going. You know, Tyrone had to sit for 5 weeks for the next game, so that's not ideal either. And I know there's a bit of club football in between times, so it was nice for us to get a wee breather and, you know, and get refocused. You know, we play this week now, we play Saturday week again, and, you know, potentially the Saturday after that. So the games come thick and fast now. But look, it's the time of year for games, and it's what players love, it's what they train through the slog in the winter for, is the games. And it's an exciting time, and we're looking forward to getting going.
Two games in 2 weeks, and a possible third, or hopefully a third. In terms of the two games you're going to play Mayo the following week, fair to say that you would like to get points on the bag before you head into that game?
Yeah, very much so. Look, Sunday is by no means do or die, and you know, the team is steadily evolving, and look, you come up against two probably very contrasting styles in Tyrone and Mayo, and you know, what works this week will not necessarily work the following week. But look, momentum's massive, confidence is massive, and you know, we have girls playing with a lot of confidence at the minute, belief is very high, and you know, that comes on the back of winning. And you know, and girls, you know, putting themselves up against, you know, some of the best teams in the country. And you know, we played an Armagh team in Ulster final that, you know, a couple of fabulous players, and you know, girls stood up. You know, the job that Megan Ryan and Eve Boyle did, and Carolina Hanlon, and you know, Evelyn McGinley and Blaine Mackin, and you know, the Niamh Carr, Mark, and the likes of Aoife McCoy, like, they're top players that, you know, could make any team in Ireland. And you know, and the belief and confidence that girls get from those games is massive. And look, you're hoping that you know, takes you through the stages, because we come up against some Mayo team now that have got some household names as well, and the Sarah Rose and the Niamh Kellys and the Rachel Cairns, and you know, and those girls are going to have to, you know, be at the top of their game. But look, that's the beauty about it. And as I say, it's the games are coming thick and fast. Training now takes a backseat in these couple of weeks, and you know, and players just get ready for the big days.
And in terms of fitness, have you got everybody?
Well, look, there's a few niggles and a few. There'll probably be a couple of changes again. As I say, you heal one or two, and you always pick up a couple more. And look, that's just the nature of championship football. And you know, training this time of year does be competitive. And you know, we had a good weekend's training last weekend, and we'll have a few that we're probably sweating on. All right, you know, that, you know, if they don't break it this week, you've got to keep an eye that, you know, you can't put all your eggs in this basket either. And of this weekend, you've got to keep an eye to the following week and trying to get people through as best you can.